Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 29th. 2 days to go of work, and then the weekend is going to be here. Yep, January 29th, 2026 edition, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I need to make a retraction because the news story was out there. I did not see it, and I stand corrected. Yesterday's show, I said that Luke Londo, while chairing the Michigan Civil Rights Commission's meeting, mentioned about Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, requesting the qualified voter rolls from the state of Minnesota as a condition not to sue the state. And I said, I haven't seen any story to that effect. Why would they want the qualified voter rolls? Well, I stand corrected. Last night in Special Report, Brett Baer, Fox News, in fact, covered the story in detail. And the theory behind it, that Pam Bondi is, in fact, requesting the qualified voter files from Minnesota, is to check to see if any non-citizens, people who are not citizens of the United States, whether or not they are in fact on Minnesota's qualified voter files. Also want to run them against the known bad guys, the criminals that they are picking up in Minneapolis and other cities around the Minneapolis area, St. Paul and others, to see if they're on the qualified voter files as well. This all per the national federal law of the Voter Registration Act of 1960. So yesterday, when I covered that story, I hadn't seen it. And last night, it was confirmed on Fox News that that is a request pending from the Attorney General Pam Bondi in Washington. This has to do with federal laws potentially being violated in Minnesota. And they said that they could be coming requesting the same thing from other states like California, perhaps, and even New York. Now, here in Michigan, Pam Bondi has already done that. You may remember a few months ago, actually, they sent her a subpoena requesting them to our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and she refused, claiming that there was personal information like our Social Security numbers, date of birth, and other information that could be misused. Well, first of all, the qualified voter files do not have any Social Security numbers on them. So that's a bald-faced lie. And in her standing up to Pam Bondi, said, and if you don't like it, take me to court. Well, that's exactly what Pam Bondi is in the process of doing here in the state of Michigan, and very well may be doing the same thing in Minnesota. So that's a complete update on all of it. Just wanted to make sure I corrected it for the record. Because, again, when I read that story, covered that story, I had not seen any reports of that request from Pam Bondi to the state of Minnesota. So, for the record, just wanted to clear it up. Got a great show for you today. Lots of things happening in Lansing. Last hour, we'll even talk a little bit about Washington, D.C. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kiyevsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kiyevsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number one. Well, in Kent County, the prosecutor has brought forward charges against a former Michigan Democratic Party treasurer and a member of Dana Nessel, Attorney General's 2018 transition team. Yesterday, she was charged with embezzlement. one day after a House panel raised questions about her ethical violations. Tracy Michelle Kornack, K-O-R-N-A-K, a Belmont attorney and contributor to prominent Democratic candidates, is charged with two counts of embezzlement related to her time as being an advocate for Rosalynn Byrd, an 86-year-old wealthy woman who died in April of 2025, years after suffering a traumatic brain injury in an automobile crash. Kornack is also charged with one count of false pretenses of $1,000, but less than $20,000, according to the Kent County District Court records. Kornack's arraignment is set for February 17th, and she faces up to 15 years in prison if she is convicted as charged. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker announced the charges yesterday. Messages to Kornack and her Granville attorney, Katie Nicole Steffes, were not returned. Steffes has represented Kornack in an ongoing investigation of her conservatorship in Allegan County Probate Court, although she is not listed as Kornack's criminal attorney. A spokesperson for Nestle's office said the AG doesn't comment on a local prosecutor's charging decisions. Right. Well, Derek Honeyman, spokesperson for the Michigan Democratic Party, said the organization has no concerns regarding the Michigan Democratic Party's finances. Michigan Democratic Party has a in-place, strict, multi-layered control over all spending and maintains full transparency and compliance with required federal and state financial disclosures. Well, after months-long investigation, concluded that Byrd was a victim of financial exploitation. And probate court proceedings on January 5th reportedly show several discrepancies. A transcript of the probate court hearing reportedly indicates that, quote, there appears to be assets missing. Well, the Republican-led House Oversight Committee subpoenaed records that committee attorneys allege revealed more than $419,000 in questionable transactions. House Republicans previously released documents showing Dana Nessel's office opened an investigation into Kornack after the Detroit News reported that back in 2022, a Grand Rapids nursing home accused Kornack of inappropriate and unauthorized invoicing. These were invoices they gave to the nursing home regarding Byrd's care. The newspaper reported that Nessel's office erected a conflict of interest wall. Conflict of interest wall. Because of her prior relationship with Kornack back in 2018? Well, anyway, the wall was created, which meant Nessel herself, the state attorney general, wouldn't be privy to the details about the investigation, but the House Republicans allege Nessel violated that ethical wall. Subpoenaed emails showed that Nessel wanted updates on the case, and that Nessel told her staff that Kornack contacted her concerning the investigation and was holding up a potential judicial appointment for herself. Well, at the time, the Attorney General's office investigation remained open, but a couple of weeks later, they closed it. You see what's happening here? The complaint was filed with the Attorney General's office. She claims a conflict of interest. Don't want to know any details about the investigation, but yet kept getting updates about the case. Well, eventually, she felt it was in her best interest that she better close the file altogether and let the prosecutor in Kent County handle it. Kimberly Bush, director of the Attorney General's Office of Public Information Education, said that the House Oversight Committee has repeatedly conflated the Attorney General's investigation of Ms. Kornack with subsequent separate investigations by other agencies. They were predicated on separate allegations made by different complainants involving a different victim. Those investigations, she noted, began only after the Attorney General's investigation on Kornack concluded regarding Byrd. Well, it gets interesting because the director of the Attorney General's office made this statement. The Attorney General, that's Dana Nessel, folks, is grateful that these successive back-to-back investigations occurred. But the underlying allegations that spurred these efforts were distinct and different from those before that the Department of the Attorney General considered. Bush says the allegations presented to the Attorney General's office pertain to insurance fraud, not any improprieties over Byrd's personal finances. To be clear, the allegations presented in yesterday's oversight committee were never presented to our criminal division. The determination to close our office's investigation was predicated in a large part on a lack of a complainant after the whistleblower Joe LeBlanc failed to return any attempts by which we attempted to contact him by our office. LeBlanc was the former CEO of Heather Hills, the senior nursing facility. Spokesperson Director Bush also noted that State Farm Insurance did not believe that there was any fraud, and Heather Hills refused to participate in the investigation. Well, in a Facebook post, the Michigan House Republicans arguably took credit for these charges against Kornack, saying, "Yes, again, we see the Oversight Committee's work turning into real results." This was posted by the Michigan House Republicans 3 hours after the announcement of the charges against her. In their Facebook post, it says, former Michigan Democrat Party treasurer and Dana Nessel transition team member Tracy Kornack has been the subject of multiple oversight hearings after she allegedly abused the trust of a senior and embezzled funds from her. Kornack's unacceptable behavior may have quietly disappeared without the Republican-led House Oversight Committee investigating it. Well, the attorney Becker said that although he is aware that there's been a number of hearings in the House, he wasn't even aware of what happened. This is, again, the attorney prosecutor from Kent County. These charges were based on a request by APS, Adult Protective Services, requesting a joint investigation with the Kent County Sheriff's Department. All the materials gathered created that joint investigation. Now, just so you know, folks, APS, Adult Protective Services, is part of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Now, State Representative Jay DeBoyer, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, said Tuesday's committee hearing offered significant details into the allegations, including that Byrd reported to the Adult Protective Services that she was being watched by Cornack. Quote unquote, watched? What the heck does that mean? Well, DeBoyer said an accounting firm confirmed that Cornack allegedly was billed for in-home care visits when the visitor logbook at Byrd's residence didn't list anything for those days. Whenever you go into those homes, you have to sign in. Your name, your phone number, who you're visiting, the time you checked in, and then, of course, the time you check out. It's all documented in the visitor's logbooks. Well, DeBoyer, chair of the House Oversight Committee, said, "I commend Prosecutor Becker for his commitment to pursuing justice. What we saw yesterday in our Oversight Committee hearing was evidence of years of misconduct and financial exploitation involving a vulnerable individual. And it was allowed to continue because of the inaction from this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and her office when it came to closing this case at the state level and walking away from it back in 2022. Whether that was through sheer incompetence or a conflict of interest regarding her relationship with Tracy Cornack. Attorney General Dana Nessel fell short in her responsibilities. Just because this was a successful investigation doesn't mean the Attorney General did her job. Actually, it means someone else did her job for her." Well, Gabe Butsky, a spokesperson for the Michigan Forward Network, responded today with, "Despite Dana Nessel's best efforts, Tracy Cornack will have to face the music in court of law. Gretchen Whitmer did want to see Cornack in a courtroom, but I'm not sure that this is what she had in mind." So, very interesting. Dana Nessel not wanting to investigate and definitely did not want to bring charges against her friend and political ally, former Democratic treasurer of the Michigan Democratic Party. Very interesting. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, several Michigan State University trustees